For migrants fleeing violence, getting asylum protection in the United States has never been easy. It's been especially difficult since the Trump administration tightened guidelines for who qualifies. Take, for example, an administration rule that says if you arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border after July 16th this past summer and traveled through more than one country to get there, you are required to apply for asylum in one of those countries first before the U.S. The odds of being granted asylum in both countries are so slim, immigration attorneys are trying some other things. Houston Public Media and KERA North Texas have been exploring those alternatives this week. In a few minutes, we'll hear about what's called withholding of removal. But first, News 88.7's immigration reporter Elizabeth Trovall examines how and why some lawyers are seeking protection for clients under the UN's Convention Against Torture Treaty.
Locked up in an immigration detention center outside Houston, 24-year-old Dania tells the story of why she left her home country, Honduras. Over the phone, she says gang members tried to convince her to be a prostitute. Dania refused and went to the police. But afterward, she tells me police officers came to her house and raped her for not complying with the gang. That's when Dania headed north to the United States. She explains how difficult it was to leave everything behind. Dania says she swam the Rio Grande hoping to get help in the U.S. Before last summer, Dania would have had a case for asylum here. But the Trump administration has narrowed who qualifies. Dania was deemed ineligible for asylum because she failed to apply in another country on the way here. Her pro bono attorney, Fariha Chaudhry, says all Dania wants is to live freely. Chaudhry asked that we not use Dania's last name for her protection.
We just want the judge to understand that, you know, this woman has been terrorized. She's been raped, which is a protected ground and considered past persecution.
Since asylum wasn't an option, they turned to the Convention Against Torture. That's a United Nations human rights treaty that the U.S. joined in the 90s. Under the treaty, nearly 170 nations have agreed to protect people fleeing torture around the world. In the past, immigration lawyers say asylum was their first and best choice. It provided immigrants a shot at citizenship, more protections, and an easier path than other legal avenues.
Those were the backups.
That's Houston immigration attorney Ruby Powers.
But now we're seeing people are barred from asylum because of or whatever reasons. And so withholding of removal and Convention Against Torture are becoming more of a focus and not just an afterthought.
But protections under things like withholding of removal and Convention Against Torture are hard to get. In fiscal year 2018, 1,300 people were allowed to stay in the U.S. under Convention Against Torture. Nearly 26,000 people were denied. And in December, the Department of Justice made it even more difficult. Now it's harder to prove that police tortured in their official capacity. Being in uniform, for instance, isn't enough. Dri Kalupi is a D.C.-based immigration attorney.
Decisions like this that basically give judges who are less inclined to provide due process and less inclined to interpret the law favorably for a respondent, it gives them the tools to easily just grasp on that and say no.
That's what Dania's father, Melvin, fears could happen in her case. Ultimately, it's up to a judge to decide her fate. Melvin, a construction worker in Houston, says it would be painful if the judge denies his daughter's opportunity to stay here. He says she'll spend her life on the run if she returns home.
Sería muy doloroso.
He hasn't seen Dania in 14 years when he left Honduras because of the rampant crime. He says he's raised her from afar, sending money and calling her three times a week. He always waited for the day they'd be together. Now that she's so close, he's worried it will never happen.
News 88.7's Elizabeth Trovall reporting. In that report, she mentioned a second legal alternative, what's called withholding of removal. With more on that in El Paso, here's KERA's Mallory Falk.
El Paso immigration attorney Heidi Cerneca had a problem. A number of her clients had arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border after July 16th. At first, she hoped she could still get them asylum.
We haven't been successful at that, so our other goal is to make sure that we guarantee that people
who are in danger if they return to their countries can actually be safe from returning to their countries.
One option, something called withholding of removal.
If the immigration judge really recognizes that that person would be in danger going back home, then the judge can order that person removed, say they don't qualify for asylum, and then basically put a pause on that and say, but I'm not going to remove you, and you can stay in the United States.
This is a harder form of relief to win. You need to meet a higher standard of proof, and it doesn't come with all the same benefits as asylum. It doesn't extend to other family members. There's no path to citizenship. In fact, you can never leave the U.S., and if conditions ever change in your home country, you could potentially be sent back. Though Cernecca says that's unlikely. Still, she says, under withholding of removal,
you live in permanent temporariness for the rest of your life.
But it's become the best and only option for some of her clients, like this young woman from Honduras.
¿Cómo está?
Bien, gracias a Dios. ¿Y usted?
She asks that we don't use the woman's name, since her case is still playing out in immigration court. If a pseudonym is needed.
Si hay un nombre que siempre gustaba y no podía usar.
Okay, Catalina Santana.
The woman suggests the name of a popular telenovela character. She still has her sense of humor, even though she went through a lot in Honduras. She's a lesbian and says she was persecuted and mistreated because of that. A gang killed her brother, then pressured her to join.
Me tocó salir huyendo.
I ended up having to just flee.
She traveled through Guatemala, then Mexico. She says just before her 20th birthday, she was kidnapped and sexually assaulted. The young woman arrived in the U.S. on July 29th, less than 2 weeks after the transit bar went into effect. The U.S. government says if this young woman wants asylum, she needs to apply in one of the countries she passed through first. But she says applying for asylum in Mexico doesn't feel like a real option.
En México fue el lugar donde me llevé mi peor experiencia, ¿verdad?
Mexico was the place where I went through my worst experience.
And Guatemala is just as dangerous as her home country.
Aparte de que no cuento con una familia.
In addition to the fact that I don't have any family there to rely on, no one could help me. No one could open their door to me and say, yes, you can stay at my house. You'll have everything you need.
She has a friend like that in Michigan, where she's staying while she waits for her case to play out. The transit bar and other restrictions on asylum are relatively new. Heidi Cernecca, the immigration attorney, says she doesn't yet know how withholding of removal cases like this will play out, and she wishes she had better options for her clients.
If asylum's the gold standard, I think withholding of removal is maybe the aluminum standard.
Cernecca says she'll be watching to see if the law changes, so some of her clients now barred from asylum might have a chance to revisit their cases.
Mallory Falk reporting from El Paso.